I was telling them I was reading Padyavali.
Hmm?
When I redo my
Padyavali.
I was telling them how nice the book that is. So wonderful.
You have any this commentary?
No book has any commentary.
No commentary?
No. All of the books have no commentaries that are in English.
There are short commentaries. Any well-known Vaishnava. I have that book in Sanskrit. All books of Goswamis are so many, so much. Useful thoughts that we can get help from our sadhana bhajana.
That book was so clear that Rupa Goswami has written just for the sake of those who are in the future who would be doing this sadhana. He wrote that book.
Rupa Goswami, Natan Goswami, Jeev Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, and Dr. Vishwanath Bhakti Thakur. They have written so much. Vaishnava Sahitya, which is that anyone, if they can see, they are very, very dangerous. And but without reading all these books, but qualified Vaishnava.
It's not possible to become qualified without reading these books.
Especially in Raghunanda. All are Raghunanda. And the purpose of Vaidhi Bhakti is also Raghunanda. All have. Not to be confined in whole life or afterlife confined in Vaidhi. We will do prachar by Vaidhi Bhakti. We will follow Raghunanda. At first we can start Madhurya Kadambi. We have finished it in Monday. We again 5-6 days. Have the English book. This is really for practicing Raghunanda first stage. And very essential with you. I am a sadhak. Not Siddha. Swamiji or Guruji are Siddha. They were independent by reading, by doing anything. We have not seen our Gurudev reading any book. But we have seen that he has given red marks in every book. Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu, and all these. He explains that when he has written, when he has done. Swami Maharaj was also. Always busy. Not a single minute he was. They are Siddha Purusha. They had done it. They have come from we read, we think, we hear, then we can tell it. What little, what they have said, no need to see that whether it is wrong or right. They are in confidence that they were right. They are right. What they have written are true. They have told.
I have a question about writing. I like to write books about our Srila Prabhupada. Mostly these books are memories of being with him or some reflections about his works. But this is all in his form as we know him in this world. I do not know his eternal liberated form. So one question is it all right to go on writing many books about Prabhupada in the form I knew him? And the other question is, how can I begin to approach Prabhupada in writing to understand his eternal spiritual form? Or two questions. Are these books valuable just about the memories of him as we know him?
I think that the ideas of Rupa Goswami and other Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and all Goswami, is the spiritual idea of Swami. No, we view them in no difference. So, the ideas of all Goswami are ideas of Swamiji. He wanted to do prachar of all these things. So, the inner ideas of Swamiji is inner idea of all Goswami. So you can do all these things. He has done a lot of things. Mostly he has done only for general people. Something he has done in Srimad Bhagavad Gita for a special qualified person. Otherwise, when time came to give him pen in these things, he went away. So he could not get time to do all these things. So all the ideas of our Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all of us, his idea is this thing. Any idea from Srimad Bhagavat commentary, you can take and see what he wants in his writing. He has not done anything especially for Haragandha. And at that time he has no need at all to do all this. You can make authentic books. Now in the market, so many kinds of nonsense things are coming. As Sahajiya, he should not follow Sahajiya. So you can do all this. Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Bhakti Rasami Sri Prabhupada, yes, Prabhupada has written.
Yes.
He has written in very short or all shloka he has.
Actually, it is all there.
All there.
He's covered everything.
Like first shloka. Anna vilasita sinyam. Gyan karma adi anabhurdam. Anukundena. Krishna anusilam. Uttama. Here, Hugo Samya, Vishnu Jagati Thakur has given his commentaries. And without commentaries, I think it is not complete. We cannot take complete of it. Anusilan means
cultivation. Cultivation.
He has given that any word, dhatu, you know?
Root. Verb root.
Root. Root.
Basic.
Yes, gam dhatu, gacchati, agacchati, to go, to come. There are so many meanings of one dhatu. Your mind is going on. Your mind goes not only walking by foot, gandhati. It covers so many meanings. So here, Anusilan has so many meanings, a vast meaning in his stomach. Here, one meaning is kayik, vachik and manasik chesta. Chesta means
endeavors.
Gestures. Endeavors or activities.
Activities of mind. Activities of body. I mean this
physical body.
Indri. And activities of tan, kaya, man, vaki. And also there are two kinds of meanings. Pravrityatmak, nivrityatmak. A special word these are. Pravrityatmak means by kriyatmak roop.
Things to do. Things to
do. With tan, mind and indriya. And nibbatatmak, not to do by all these things. We should not meet with the persons who has no bhakti. Those who are sahajiya, those who are mayavadi, and not to do against bhakti. These are meaning. And one meaning is that not doing by three things, but bhavatma. Prabhuti means chesta. Chesta means
activity.
Activity. No activity. Endeavor is the word usually.
Appropriate?
I cannot say. Tell any special word. Bhavatmak. Bhavatmak, you know? Bhavatmak means prem is, and bhav is bhavatmak. Tan, mind, and by body, bhav cannot come. It is beyond the reach of all these things. Bhav. Krishna is my priyatam. I am Aradhika Dasi. And I like to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna and all the associates. Here mind, body and anything cannot be. This will come from Aragatmik Bhakta. Aragatmik Bhakta, who are that is Aragatmik Jan. Lalita Visakha, Siddham, Subal, Parikar. By following, by prayer, and by the mercy of Krishna and his associates. Until this comes, bhav will not come. And at that time, only mental
aspiration.
Huh?
Aspiration. Mental desire, wanting.
Mental, kalpana.
Kalpana.
Imagination.
Imagination. It is somewhat better. But it cannot take place of bhav. When bhav will come, then bhavatmik bhav will come. And from bhav to prem, sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, till there, all are including bhav. So, Uttama Bhakti goes up to Mahabhav, beginning from Rati or Bhav. So these are not in activities of mental or bodily thing. So this is called Anusilan. Not only to Krishna. Krishna and his associate, both. If you only culture Krishna,
no bhakti.
If you leave Krishna and take all the associates, it will not. But it will be, because gopis are not separate. His associates are not. So all these things should be there. And Anu Silan. It is Bandha Kalvi. Anu means Niranta.
Continuous.
Without any stop. In Hindi we can say Taila Dharavat Avichhanna Gati. Dharavat Avichhanna Gati. If there is honey and we are doing the bottle and A link comes from up to last point.
No breaking.
This is called Taiga Dharavat Abhichanna Gati. When my mind will do smaran or kirtan or do bhakti, anusilan, it will be like this.
Continuous.
Then uttama bhakti. And if in the middle or anything cut, then it is not uttama bhakti. It may be madhyama or kanishta bhakti. Anu means anugatya. Anugatya?
Guidance.
In guidance of arasik tasvatva siddhanta vidvaisna. Until it is done, not done, bhakti is not uttama bhakti. Madhyama bhakti is not there. So always in the guidance of guidance are of two kinds. Direct and indirect. Now you are in guidance of your Gurudev indirectly. But anyhow it will be told directly also. Not that he will give everything in your heart if you have so much bhakti. Directly as a siksha guru in the absence of diksha guru. But faith will be the same as in our diksha guru and siksha guru. But they should be both qualified in same category. Otherwise, by imitation, we cannot do sraddha to anyone like that. Like Rup is Dikha, Sanatan Goswami is Dikha Guru and Rup Goswami is Siksha Guru. Both are in same level. No problem is there. So that we can catch and we can have so much faith on his word that we will not go hither and thither. What he will tell, will take as
yeah. Yeah, without doubt. There is no doubt.
No doubt at all. One thing also he has taken with him. Why Annabhilashita is told there? Why not Annabhilashita? Word is Annabhilashita. But Rupa Goswami has here written Annabhilashita. What is the meaning of Annabhilashita? Sakshat Hari Pena Samastha Sastre. One thing is Hari, word is Hari, but here it is written Haritvena. Here Haritvena means the qualities of Hari, is Haritvena, not direct Hari. So Guru has the qualities of Hari, but he is actually Das Hari. Not Krishna, actually Krishna. Here, Annabhilas. Annabhilas meaning? What is the meaning of Annabhilas?
Without separate motives. There should be no separate motives, no other motives.
Then serving Krishna. And his associate. He is not telling this. He is telling Annabhilashita. Annabhilashita means in your when you are in sense, no problem at all. quite in good health and body and mind, if you are, no problem is there. And at that time, if you will do Annapilas, it is called Annapilas. But when you are in danger, at once you fell in danger. Some wicked person came and they tried to kill you. And at that time, by fear you are telling that, "Oh Krishna, save me." That it is not Annabhilasita. Huh? In your sense, no trouble at all. If you desire anything, that "Oh Krishna, save me," if you are in good health and everything is right. If you are wanting something, then it is Annabhilas. No? But Annabhilasita, if you are not in everything is right, and like I have told you, in calamity, in vipatti, apatti, if you first moment you want anything, and after that you repent. That I have told. So in Bhakti Rajya, it is not Annabhilas. So Annabhilasta should be removed. There should be no one. In the inner part, for always you have another motive. But in danger or anything, if you tell that, "Oh Krishna, save me, give me something, parishya vara," anything, then it is samya. Samya means? It is not opposite to bhakti. Understanding this, I have no suitable words to clarify. Like one thing, if any Vaishnava give up his body, that is, he is no more, he is dead. If anyone wants to do Shraddha, it is against the cult of Vaishnava. No Shraddha should be done. Because he has chanted so Harinam, he has heard this here, heard the Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, always he has done Guru Seva, he has done everything. So actually there should be no Shraddha. But for general mass, having no Shraddha in Shraddha, and he, for the general mass, wo kya kehte hain?
Lok vichar.
Huh? Only to gather them. If he does Shraddha, having no Shraddha at all, and if he does, then it is not against of bhakti. It is for preaching only. So it is not Annabhilas. So I think that Swamiji has not cleared all these things. He has written in some
summary.
So if you can do it according to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakurji Goswami, giving all these things clearly, it will be so useful for all these things. He has done in Sutra, you can explain these things. I wanted to do all these things, but health is not permitting me. have no so much things that you have. That's all. Amazing. The science and all other things you can do. I thought we had to know.
कहाँ जा रही हैं? बैठिए. ये लोग अब थोड़ी देर में चले जाएंगे.
So many lot of service of Guru Devi is there. He can entail seva.
Now, so many of our books, which are being translated now, have no commentaries. And the commentaries are so important.
Without commentary, no soul is useful.
Yeah.
Any book of Goswami. We have read six chapters. But when we read commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda
Thakur,
everything is clear there.
Sarva Bhavana has translated it with the commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Today is very auspicious day because two very sacred tithis have met together. Purnima and Vyas, appearance of Baldev. Aaj raat ki samapti hoti hai. और गोपियां और ब्रजवासी तो बड़े दुखित हो जाते हैं, किंतु साथ ही साथ में बलदेव जी का प्रादुर्भाव होता है आज ही के दिन में. टुडे एंड झूलन यात्रा इट वॉज गोइंग ऑन फ्रॉम वेरी बिगिनिंग ऑफ श्रावण मंथ. And this is the ending day. All Brajvasis have so much feeling separation and so much sadness. But Baldev Prabhu mercifully appeared this day. In Braja, Brajme, बलदेव जी का जन्म भादो महीने में कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी के बाद में मनाया जाता है. बलदेव छठ के दिन इन ब्रजवासी देव दे होल्ड एन ओपिनियन दैट बलदेव हैज अपीयर्ड आफ्टर कृष्ण दैट कमिंग मैंने सिक्स्थ मून डे. बट जीव गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी जीव गोस्वामी एंड ऑल आर गोस्वामी टेल दैट देर आर समथिंग दैट वी डोंट मैंने हम लोग इससे सहमत नहीं है. We are not happy with this point because if on Bhadra Ashtami Krishna comes, jadi Krishna Bhadon ki Ashtami mein aate hain aur Baldev ji छस में आते हैं तो या तो कृष्ण छोटे हो जाएंगे, बलदेव जी छोटे हो जाएंगे, अथवा एक वर्ष के करीब बड़े हो जाएंगे। Coming to you. You can come here with all this. My English is not, my English is so poor. I am telling that Srila Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they thought that if Baldev comes on coming short, 6 days, moon day, then he will be, Krishna will be elder and Baldev Prabhu will be younger for so many days, about so many days. Or Baldev will be, if Baldev comes 1 year before, and after that Krishna takes birth, then Baldev will be about 1 year elder than Krishna. So Jiva Goswami, Vaishnava Goswami is telling that we see in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna and Baldev both have been named by Gargacharya on the same day. They were वो झूला में झूल रहे थे, same day they were moving on the same day, crawling, same day. Every moment they did as same. When Annaprasan was done, you know Annaprasan?
Grain giving ceremony.
Mahaprasad giving ceremony to any new child on the same day. When Krishna came in Gokul and Baldev saw Krishna, then he opened his eyes. Otherwise he has kept his eyes closed. When Ma Yashoda and Rohini kept them both on the same jhulan, palna. Palna means hanging. Means they were very, very much pleased to see each other. Someone says that Krishna and Baladev Prabhu and Krishna too birth in Mathura, but this is for ordinary person, not for Rasi and Tattvajnya. Tattvajnya and Rasi, Vaishnava has different opinion. In Srimad Bhagavata and Harivansh slok, they say that Devi was also the name of Yashoda, as it has been written in so many Purans, especially in Harivansh and all others. Krishna, Yashoda Maya ka naam Devi bhi tha. यह अरबन पुराण इत्यादि में लिखा गया है, इसलिए देवी ने पुत्र जन्मा माने यशोदा जी ने। मथुरा में कृष्ण का जन्म नहीं हुआ, नो बर्थ इन मथुरा। ही अपीयर्ड एज ए विष्णु, एज ए भगवान एट द एज ऑफ 16, वेरी यंग, with four handed some chakra gada padma and long hair Swarna Mukut, golden crown and everything. Krishna prakat hue Vasudev ke roop mein bhagwan ka janm nahi hota, kabhi janm nahi hota, kintu Krishna bhagwan hi nahi, swayam bhagwan hi hai. Krishna is not only bhagwan but he is swayam bhagwan, and for swayam bhagwan this roop, unka jo roop hai wo narbahu Saharasaru. Krishna said in Narvatu, not like four-handed. And he, your pastor, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ji ne kaha, Arajyo Bhagavan Prajesa Tanaya, Arajyo Bhagavan Prajesa Tanaya, Saddhama Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachit Upasana, Badibadu Bargena Jatal Kita, Srimadbhagavatam Praman, Amlam Prema, Tumatpum Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Matamidam, Satrakaro, Napara. This is the idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the thought of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Krishna is not son of Vasudev and devotees. He is only the son of Yashoda and Nandava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this idea, Vishwanath Chakravarti has told in his one slok. Our Aradhadev is Krishna, Prajesa Tanaya. So he took birth in Koku. So, Baladev Prabhu appears at this young birth in only Gokul. Baladev Prabhu ji ka janma Gokul mein Krishna ki bhakti hota hai. पहले वो आते हैं आंशिक रूप में देवकी के गर्भ में. He comes in the arm of Devaki in part, but in whole he comes in the arm of Rohini in Gokul. When time came at about the age of 8 months, when Om became of 8 months, Yogamaya took the omb of Devaki and she took it to Gokul. Gokul mein le gayi aur wahan par usko andar mein de diya. She gave it to Rohini omb and both mixed there. Jaise Krishna चतुर्भुज होकर के मथुरा में जन्म लिया, प्रकट हुए, एज कृष्ण अपियर इन मथुरा 400 एंड वेन वसुदेव एंड देवकी प्रेड कृष्ण दैट यू शुड बी ए वेरी लिटिल बॉय एंड देन यू ट्राई टू सेव हिम फ्रॉम कंस. देन the Krishna coming from the womb of Yashoda at once came to Mathura and he took Chaturbhuj Krishna in him and both mixed. And Vasudev then took this Krishna to Gokul and kept that boy there and took Yogamaya. Similarly, we should know that Rohini's son Baladev Prabhu partly came in the womb of Devaki and by Yogamaya he was carried to Gokul and both were mixed. Then he became Rohini Nanda. So Rohini Nanda is Baladev Prabhu. He always thought, he always was in a mood that my father is Nanda Baba. No, not a. उनको ये पता नहीं था, वो ये यही जानते थे कि कृष्ण की भांति हमारे पिताजी भी
नंद बाबा है, मैया हमारी रोहिणी है, बड़ी मैया है रोहिणी और छोटी मैया है यशोदा जी। इसी प्रकार से वो सब समय सोचे, कभी उन्होंने नहीं सोचा इन नवर और दैटान सन ऑफ देवकी आर बसुदेव। बट वी नो, हम लोग ऐसा भी जानते हैं कि मूल संकर्षण कौन है,
मूल संकर्षण
इस बलदेव इन द्वारका आरंभ हुआ, बलदेव इन गोकुल आर ब्रज इज नॉट मूल संकर्षण, ही समथिंग डिफर इन तत्व द्यागोस वन। बट रस के विचार से भाई रस बोथ आर नॉट वन, दोनों एक नहीं है। एज कृष्ण केम इन मथुरा, कृष्ण डिड नॉट केम बट बसुदेव नंदन केम, ही अपीयर्ड देयर। सो व्हेन बलदेव कम टू मथुरा ही वाज नॉट रोहिणी नंदन बट ही वाज मूल संकर्षण हियर इन द्वारका मथुरा, मूल संकर्षण द पार्ट ऑफ द मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ बलदेव प्रभु, फ्रॉम ही महासंकर्षण इन वैकुंठ एंड फ्रॉम ही कर्णाधिशाई विष्णु एंड फ्रॉम कर्णाधिशाई विष्णु गर्भदशाई कंस।